This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, and the construction workers and bulk mail centers, too, we thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, Captain's America. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And it's time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, We all know about CNN. We all know that they're the anti-Trump network, if you want to call them that. But there are several former contributors, of some of whom are conservative, that have come off the network now and say that they're the hate Trump network, because the network makes no bones about it, by getting rid of some of these people like Stephen Moore and Buck Sexton, to name a couple of names, that they deeply hate and despise conservatives. No surprise to me.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, what, one only has to sort of watch CNN for a time, and not only throughout the day, but especially during their prime time, of course, and you get the idea that there is a concerted effort going on about Donald Trump. And it's interesting to me, Captain, because a lot of times we hear that somehow Fox News is all biased and for Trump and so forth. And I got to tell you, I think more people can get irritated watching Fox News because you have both sides talking most of the time than you ever would with the one sort of one-sided thing that you get on CNN. But, of course, CNN, they've sort of taken a ratings dive ever since Mueller.
Well, they're in the basement. They're in the basement.
They sure are.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I don't think they know how to get out of the basement. You know, in the early days, just for a moment, I remember when CNN was brand new, you could watch headline news every 30 minutes, and it was a whole new thing. It was a phenomenon, and it revolutionized the news business. But unfortunately, those heady golden days are gone, unfortunately.
Now, Jim Acosta is suggesting right now that President Trump has ordered the unsealing of the 2016 intel to distract from the Pelosi spat. However, it's to not distract, but to set the record straight, because Pelosi and Schumer and company have been lying about this for 2.5 years, and this unsealing of this information will not only set the record straight, but it'll put the Democrats in a lot more deep doo-doo.
Well, you know, Captain, it is so odd that somehow the releasing of documents, the declassification of documents that will show hopefully the genesis of the Trump-Russia probe and how all this came together, the so-called predicate, which there really doesn't seem to be a legitimate predicate for that investigation, somehow that is now a distraction, or it's part of the cover-up, or this kind of thing. It's really, really funny, you know, in a not-so-funny a way. It's not funny, ha-ha. It's very funny strange, because you have people who are now, you know, who were once advocates for transparency, now somehow against it, because, again, it's going to absolutely smash their narrative to pieces.
Yeah, and that little weasel, Brian Stetler, actually deleted a tweet thinking that nobody would see it ever again, claiming that he covered Michael Avenatti, the story from the beginning, and that he was one of the few people that did it, and he deleted the tweet and said that he got mixed up about what he actually did and didn't do.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm glad you mentioned Michael Avenatti, because the entire saga of Michael Avenatti is a textbook case, and people will be studying this for years to come, literally, because somehow these at least two of these networks, they got Michael Avenatti, they ran with him, he was on every show, every day it seemed like, he was saying exactly what they wanted to hear, and they simply didn't realize, they didn't vet him, and they didn't care, because it was all about bashing Trump or getting rid of Trump, and just a real black eye on the news media for that.
Well, you're right, and Buck Sexton, who we see quite a bit, former CIA intelligence officer, he also has a radio show in the Blaze. He says that CNN used to pretend it accepted right-wing voices for balance, but now it openly despises conservatives who are pro-Trump. Taking down Trump is obviously their number one agenda.
And it's, how sad is this? You know, how sad is this? But, you know, unless, you know, you're passing through an airport, you know, and have nothing else to do, you don't have your phone or a device to do something else or read a book or something, you kind of have to watch CNN.
Yeah, because they're it. Like, they're it.
Because they're it. Exactly. But again, they're sort of trading on this, on this historical idea that, you know, they're the big name in news. But unfortunately, and, you know, President Trump has proven this, you know, through all of the rigmarole that he's gone through with CNN and the others, he's shown that they're just seem to be in the tank for the other side.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And by the way, Robert Mueller is going to testify behind closed doors. The Democrats are saying doesn't matter. They're still going to leak the information he has to say. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Wow, how about that? That's that movie star that's on the telephone line right now from California. Hey, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. That's pretty good.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing that, and appreciate that very much. Okay, now, going to get right into something here, and, of course, if anyone wants to call and render an opinion, the number is 877-969-8600. But Robert Mueller is going to be testifying, I believe, next week before closed doors of the House Judiciary Committee. And here's what was said back and forth in a conversation with one of the Democratic members of the committee. Listen to this stuff.
And can you give us a status of these negotiations? The special counsel doesn't want to testify in public?
Well, I think Chairman Nadler gave you the most recent status. Of course, we would prefer to have him testify completely in public, but one way or the other, his testimony will become public.
You say one way or the other, and you want him to testify in public, would you acquiesce ultimately to closed door testimony?
You know, obviously we'd prefer that not be the case. We think the American public should hear directly from Robert Mueller, Mr. McMahon, the White House counsel, whose testimony earlier this week was blocked. Any number of witnesses who have direct knowledge of the president's cover-up.
What's the difference, do you think, for the American people and for your committee to hear from him in public versus behind closed doors?
Well, it's sort of the difference between seeing a redacted version of the Mueller report and actually seeing the underlying evidence. The more separation you get from the actual evidence or the actual witnesses or the actual speakers, the more difficult it is to cut through the noise that we see coming out of the White House every day. They are very on message. It may be a fake message, but we'd like the American people to see the actual truth, hear from the actual participants.
Wow. I mean, this is a Congresswoman, Mary Gay Scanlon's her name, saying all of this stuff. And, you know, they're going to release it whether or not it's behind closed doors or not. Which, again, there's a reason why it's behind closed doors, because some of this stuff is still classified.
Yeah, and I don't know any better reason, Captain, for Robert Mueller to say no thank you for coming in and testifying.
After this, sure.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, he has made his statement. He compiled an over 400-page report after 2.5 years and spending millions of dollars, thousands of subpoenas, and all kinds of interviews, grand jury, witnesses, and so forth. That was his statement. He actually submitted his report. He's done his duty for the United States in this matter. And I think that he, you know, regardless, and I, you know, President Trump had described it as Mueller had some 18 killers on his staff, you know, looking to do in President Trump one way or the other. And, I think Mueller himself is smart enough to know that if he goes out and starts testifying, it's just going to be turned into a circus. The Democrats want this to be a circus. They don't want it to be there's no search for truth or anything like that going on here, because as you heard this, the Congresswoman said, one way or the other, we're going to get that out there, basically. It's going to get out there. So that is just telegraphing that they're not serious. They're just using this as a grandstanding technique.
Well, you heard about, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer going to the White House right after Nancy made that statement about the cover-up by the president, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then you heard Nancy Pelosi make some reference to the fact that the president was mad, he banged down the desk and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. And we've since found out from the witnesses that were right there in the room that that's not true. But what we have also found out is the person that banged down the desk was Chuck Schumer.
Right, exactly. And, of course, again, you know, Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying it's another temper tantrum, basically, and Chuck Schumer saying, you know, your jaw would drop if you saw what happened at the White House today. You know, again, I think they're just sort of making this stuff up, or they're
making it up as they go along.
Yeah, or they collude.
And again, there were witnesses present in the room that said didn't happen. So I don't believe that Nancy and Chuck. I believe the witnesses. But here is the discussion right here. Here is what was said.
We're hearing things like that from Democrats. They're calling it a cover-up. The question is, how far will they go? Here's Speaker Pelosi.
Now this time, another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. The President is engaged in a cover-up, and that is what my statement is. If we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment or not. But we're not at that place yet.
Your reaction?
Well, what's unavoidable is that she's going to lose her job if she doesn't embrace impeachment, because the people she's in charge of have lost their mind when it comes to Trump. A cover-up. Remember Bob Mueller? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
The guy that everybody trusted? He'll be fair to the country. He'll be fair to the president. You got 400-and-something pages. Cover-up. Trump gave 1.4 million documents to the special counsel. His attorney, White House counsel, testified for 30 hours. His chief of staff went to testify in front of Mueller, and he answered written interrogatories. What did Donald Trump cover up regarding Mueller?
Bingo! Bingo!
Yeah. What did Donald Trump cover up? And also, Captain, I wonder why the news media does not press Nancy Pelosi to say, when you say intervention for the president, for the good of the country, what do you even mean by that? What would that look like, and what would it accomplish? Would it mean that, you know, he'd go off to an insane asylum or something? I mean, and leave office? And what does all this mean? And she's never going to be pressed on it.
Well, the word cover-up, people have already asked her, they've already shouted to her, well, what's he covering up? What's the cover-up? Well, you'll see once we get the documents. You'll see once we get the documents. In other words, it's in order to see what's in the bill, we must first pass the bill. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or the idea that, well, you know, they're ignoring subpoenas. Well, they're ignoring subpoenas because the judicial branch doesn't have the power to hold the executive branch before a committee to answer questions in this manner. This has never been done. It was tried under President Bush, for Harriet Myers, but that was overturned on appeal and they're trying to subpoena them for the same reasons. Create a spectacle. And so Nadler understands that, and the rest of them understand that. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get this news story out there that somehow the president is defying a congressional subpoena.
Yep.
You know, when in reality, this is, in my opinion, from what I understand, beyond their power to do.
That's correct, and that's what I understand, too. And that's what the counsel, White House counsel and the Department of Justice has advised the president and his people. And by the way, I will not be surprised, and I'll go on the record right now for saying it, I will not be surprised if Robert Mueller says, nope, not going to show up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either, because again, the only other thing that will happen to Mueller now is the Democrats will have to begin to really vilify him, and maybe he's part of the cover up too. You know, one never knows, Captain. You know, or maybe Putin got to Mueller. It'll never end.
We're hearing just that. Now, here's just a little bit more of the conversation that Lindsey Graham was having.
Nothing. Now, if he's fighting back against a bunch of crazy people to try and destroy his life, that's not covering anything up. The House Judiciary Committee is trying to retry the Mueller case. Mueller, to me, was the final word. They actually want to go through everything and do it all over again and get a different outcome. You're not covering anything up when you're fighting a bunch of politicians trying to destroy you and your family.
Right.
When it came time to cooperate with an independent man of the law, President Trump never claimed executive privilege. Here's what I would say is being covered up, the division in the Democratic Party. When she said, there's no division in the House, either she's delusional or she's misleading us. 80%, according to Colonel Sanders, the congressman from Tennessee who ate the chicken, said that 80% of the Judiciary Committee is already ready to impeach President Trump as Democrats. The energy in their party is for impeachment. She is putting lipstick.
She's putting lipstick on the pig.
Yeah. Yep. I like the Colonel Sanders reference, by the way.
Yeah, to the congressman that ate the chicken, you bet.
Yeah, that's almost as good as Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, of course, and there is division in the party, and they believe that this is the way to go, that
right.
This is the only way that they're going to get rid of Trump is this way.
Yeah.
And they don't get it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And if you want to opine and get involved in what's going on here, Kathy's going to give you the phone number. But this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Memorial Day weekend division edition. And I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A federal judge Friday temporarily blocks Mississippi from moving ahead with a so-called heartbeat abortion law that bans the procedure after a cardiac activity is first detected, which occurs at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves stops the order from taking effect July 1st. The judge has lawmakers passing another ban after he struck down the earlier one, specs of defiance to his court. 13 people were injured by what authorities call a low-force blast on a busy street in the French city of Lyon. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is sending 1,500 troops to the Middle East to counter the threat posed by Iran. Speaking to reporters at the White House, the president said he doesn't think there's going to be an armed conflict with Iran.
They stage terror all over the world. They're a much different country now than when I first got here. When I first got here, they were at 14 different locations fighting. I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, who's waiting for me on the phone. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. Now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch right now, and they insure more things at Geico than just the car or the truck that you're driving too. They'll insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and for those of you out there in the southern Sierra Nevadas, where they expect a foot of snow over the weekend, guess what? They'll insure your snowmobile too. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. If you can't find them in your phone book, then go online to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out more about them that way and tell them the captain sent you, and you'll save money just like I did. Well, Kyle, it's kind of an interesting world in which we live, and we have got NPR now that's telling their people that they've issued guidelines to its reporters to refrain from using the word baby when reporting on an abortion story. So now they have to use the word fetus all the way along the line, which doesn't show the citizenship, if you will, the legitimate of the baby that the woman's carrying, in my opinion.
Well, certainly this is a significant directive because, again, but you if you have some sort of technical term or something like that, it tends to try to quote unquote soften mm-hmm. the subject matter that you're actually talking about. The term baby, of course, is typically used by most couples or most women who are going to have a baby. That's usually what we say. They're going to have a baby, this kind of thing. And certainly, if something happens to the woman, she's in an accident or she's injured or something else happens, she develops a medical condition, the first question is always, how is the baby? Is the baby okay?
Right.
Months before the child is born. So, but this is it's a way of trying to sanitize the whole issue. And, you know, people have their opinions about abortion, no doubt, but certainly, words do mean things, and the way that we use them means things. And this is what NPR, I guess, is trying to do.
And there were a couple of liberal judges yesterday that exercised judgments against the heartbeat bill, number one, that had been passed in a couple of different states. And this obviously is going to go to the Supreme Court. It's going to be the challenge to Roe v. Wade. I believe there's now four states that have passed heartbeat bills. Does that sound right?
It sounds about right. And a lot of these could get up to the Supreme Court. Now, we'll tell how quickly they would make their way there, and whether or not the justices would hear the case, and certainly it would become obviously a lightning rod, no doubt. But it all depends. You see, now this is the thing: the original Roe v. Wade, of course, was decided primarily on the idea of privacy. Mm-hmm. Does a woman have the right to privacy mm-hmm. in this? So that's a very significant aspect. So now, what happens if you have new challenges that are based on more fully developed scientific understanding, mm-hmm. this kind of thing, and how would the judges rule on something like that? That's the significant difference here.
Now, our crack reporter from Germany, Maria, has sent me a story. This apparently happened yesterday, local time in Germany, 5:40 p.m. France. A bomb exploded in Lyon. I think that's the way you pronounce that, is it right?
Yes, that's correct.
And she says 13 people have been injured. There was a very poor, bad picture, a mugshot of the attacker. I believe that's a video camera that she's trying to refer to there. And she says it's too early to speak of a terror attack. But there was a lot of information on social media to begin with, and that's since disappeared.
Right, yeah, I saw that come over earlier yesterday, and what we know of it right now is 7 people were injured in this blast. It was at a bakery in the city center, basically. But that's sort of what we know at this point, but we haven't seen a lot of other major coverage about it.
Mm, yeah. All righty. And, of course, with everything that's going on in the world in which we live in, we just can't seem to get away from politics, no matter how hard we try, even though this is a Memorial Day weekend where we honor our dead who have died in the foreign wars that we've been involved in over the years. We just can't seem to get away from the politics, because the guy who claimed to be a U.S. Marine in Vietnam and was a reservist who never went overseas and stayed in this country and pushed pencils, Senator Richard Blumenthal, had this to say on CNN. Now listen to this.
Is this just trying to distract from a day of very bad news for the president in terms of his own performance? I mean, is a memorandum telling agencies to cooperate with the Attorney General, is that really necessary?
As a former United States Attorney and a State Attorney General for some 20 years, I am baffled by this memorandum. There seems absolutely no reason for it. Agencies have a legal obligation to cooperate with the Attorney General of the United States, and it seems much more like an effort to distract with, frankly, a dull, rusty object, not a bright, shiny one. And I think that We already have two investigations ongoing into this area. The Mueller report contains graphic detail about how the investigation got started with credible information about Russian spying that the FBI began addressing through a counterintelligence investigation. So the need for this memorandum or whatever it is, in fact, seems far from apparent.
Now, I'll give the listeners two words, and then I'll follow it up with three words. The reason we need to get this information declassified and put out there is because of one person, Eric Holder. And the reason there was Fast and Furious, remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was stonewalling the Congress and the Senate. And as a result, he was held in contempt of Congress. And I believe he was one of the few attorney generals to have that happen to him. Obviously, they did not have a vote on holding Mr. Barr in contempt of Congress because they made some sort of agreement where they would get more information about what was going on. But we're all going to get information when they declassify a lot of these documents that are going to point the finger at various figures in the Obama administration, various individuals in the Obama administration, which is going to open the door even wider to the collusion, the corruption, and the conspiracies that were going on within the Obama administration trying to get Trump.
Oh, absolutely. And the American people have every right to know that if their democracy was truly subverted, because they've been told that for almost the last 3 years, but it turns out there were people actually trying to subvert our democracy. And it includes the Russians that were detailed in the Mueller report, but others, Captain, within our own midst, evidently, who wanted to take down a duly elected president. They wanted to undo an election. If that's not interfering with our democracy, I don't know what is. But certainly, Senator Blumenthal has got to understand that, you know, we need to know how these FISA warrants got signed. You know, what was the underlying thing for them? Not just some allegation or some, newspaper article that was planted, basically, for circular reasoning to get the FISA warrants, but exactly who lied, who signed it, and why did they do it in order to start the surveillance on an American presidential campaign?
Well, absolutely true. And, folks, we've been speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle is on the show at least five nights a week, and he's been on the show six nights this week because he alternates with Wayne Allen Root. Wayne comes in every other week. And I will tell you that we appreciate everything you do, and the people appreciate hearing from you, too. So tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. I appreciate it. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you are the professor of politics, and they'll find all about it there, won't they?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we get ready to take our break here and come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the weekend. And as you heard me say, it's snowing in the southern Sierra Nevadas tonight, and they are expecting upwards to a foot of snow there. This is above 6,000 feet, and as you well know, a lot of those passes are right there in that range, so we'll tell you all about it. And yeah, it's going to get interesting. Winds will pick up 40 mile an hour winds, and another storm is making its way from the west coast into the inland part of the country. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I I got an imported radio that says I'm my dad. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's rooster cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure you stop by today and take advantage of all the different things they have there to offer. Alright, now we're going to go right out west first before we get into the bad weather in the plains, because if you're headed out into California and you're going up to, say, Yosemite National Park or the National Forest up in there to enjoy the weekend, you are going to have some fun above 6,000 feet. Now, about 5,000 feet, you'll start running into some mixed precipitation. By the time you hit 6,000, it'll be snow, all snow. Now, an accumulation of 48 inches is expected. That's 4 to 8 inches expected, 6 to 7,000 feet. Wind gusts to 40 miles an hour, which will make things very difficult on the highway there in the southern Sierra Nevada Mountains. Now, those are the mountains that run right along there to the east of Mariposa, Oakhurst, Stockton, Fresno, Madera, Visalia, Porterville, and right over there, as I say, if you're going up towards Yosemite, you'll have to go through there. Now, 7,000 feet and up, 8 to 12 inches of snow, and it's going to be very difficult for certain vehicles to travel today. So I imagine you'll be carrying your chains headed that away. Now, I'm going to read the weather statement here for the Midwest, because they're at it again. They're at it again. Another day with severe storms, some significant with very large hail and tornadoes, is forecast. And I was watching the storm chasers chase some funnel clouds around in Oklahoma last night for about an hour. Didn't see any touchdown, thank God. But boy, oh boy, it was very close with the fingers hanging down. Anyway, very heavy rains expected also through Saturday across the plains and the Midwest. In the Ohio Valley, isolated severe thunderstorms will bring damaging winds and large hail, and possible heavy rain will also reduce flooding into the interior part of the Northeast, and in Northern California in the mountains there will be snow. There will be a heat wave in the Southeast right here where I'm at. We're expecting 95 roughly today, 95 tomorrow, and then 95 on Monday. So that's Florida for you. Now, there is some there is some activity in the panhandle tonight where there may be some thunderstorms building right now in the Tallahassee area, north towards southwest Georgia by the looks of things here. But from Texas, we'll call it Tornado Alley because that's what it's going to be again. From Texas down below Lubbock, down towards Clovis, New Mexico, on an angle up through Wichita, up through Oklahoma City, Tulsa, again, southeastern, and about half of Kansas, and up into the northwestern corner of Missouri, and about one-third of the eastern third of Iowa, and then into northern Illinois, and over into southern Wisconsin and the western part now of Michigan. You will have rain. You'll have some torrential rain in some of these showers. You'll also have some severe storms. There's a lot of flood warnings right now up for parts of Missouri, parts of Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, and also the threat of severe weather, again, as daylight comes around. Now, there is also some rain in Nebraska right now along I-80, about almost all the way to Lincoln, looks like, from the line. Wyoming, you've got some rain in eastern Wyoming, too. Told you about the snow in California and the mountains there. High winds up in New England, gusts to 40 to 50 miles an hour in some areas. You'll have some wind activity there in Georgia, if you're traveling through Georgia. Some high winds out there in New Mexico and eastern Arizona, too, tonight. And that's what the weather looks like. Now, again, the pilots and Flying J's around the country like to take good care of the truckers, and
if you haven't been in a pilot lately or a Flying J lately, there have been some changes for the better. You'll find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken. You might find Dairy Queen. Might find McDonald's, Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, or maybe even a Dunkin' Donuts in a pilot these days. But in the Flying J's, it's not uncommon to find Wendy's, a Huddle House, or Moe's Southwest Grill, which are all pretty good eating places. I've been in all three of those establishments. So there you go. So check them out when you get out there. Check them out. And make sure you check out what's going on at your local Pilot and Flying J today. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersTalk.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's an interesting day in the neighborhood. Let's see here. Gave you a project. I'm trying to pull it up on the screen here real quick. But the project that I told you that I think we should be looking at right now, and let's see. I don't know if you sent me a message or not here, because my screen is not as fast as I am here. Figures, right? We can. Everybody's on a computer. But anyway, there you are. Maria in Germany sent me a story. Did you happen to see that about France, the bomb?
I did. It got I know that Fox reported it. Mm-hmm. And didn't give it a lot of attention, but there was a blast in the city of Lyon.
Yeah.
I think 13 people were injured in this blast.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And there was a kind of a real bad scrungy looking film of the attacker, and that was about all that was said. There was a lot of stuff put up on social media to begin with, and then she said it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, it happened 5:30 local time. They're searching for somebody that was on a bicycle between the age of 30 and 35, but it was some kind of a parcel or package.
Yep.
That was filled with screws and nuts and bolts. Macron, I think, is calling it a disaster, an attack. With wounded, there are officials that are calling it a terror attack.
Yeah, well, you would think somebody touches off, yeah, you touch off a bomb and it's got all the ingredients in it to do whatever. But anyway, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing after the top of the hour news here. We're going to be talking, folks, if you haven't heard, about a judge who once again told the president that he can't build the wall, sections of the wall, because of the emergency funds and the way they got it. That's number one. And you haven't heard a lot about the Boeing MAX aircraft, but guess what? There's some stuff going on there, and also the Chick-fil-A's. Wow, the Chick-fil-A's. It's a holiday weekend, and they are not open on Sundays, but the airports are investigating, the FAA is investigating what's going on there. And then also we're going to talk about John Walker Lim. Where did he go? Where did he go? Well, I don't know, and Denise might, so we're going to have Denise Simon tell us where he went. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give everybody the phone number so you can call in if you'd like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.